Hi everyone, it's Russ. Kyle asked us to say a few things about coming out day and what it means to us, and as I'm saying this, I realize that I've never actually come out to the audience before. So, I guess it's time for me to come out, everyone. My name is Russ Wilde, and I am a cisgender gay man.
Noticed in past outros slash artist spotlights
slash episodes
Ollie and I are in the same room
because
we have to record, so we're just going to tell our coming out stories together and hopefully it works. It begins when I was 16 and I cut off all my hair, not like all of it, but you know, the typical gay cut.
The bye bob.
It wasn't even a bye bob. I just skipped that step.
I'm so proud of you.
I just went back. I don't like calling it a pixie. It's not really a
what, pixie. Like your hair is
yeah.
now? It's like kind of a pixie.
It's kind of a pixie. That's the best way I can think
it's of like
describing it.
It's like boy short.
Yeah.
That's in heavy quotes, but that's what you'd call it.
Yeah, either way. It went straight from like really long hair down to my rib cage to that all at once. And a friend of mine was talking to me about it one day and was like, Sam, I know why you cut your hair. And I said, do you? Question mark? And they said, yeah, you're gay. I said, what? No. Turns out, I was. And we ended up dating for a little bit.
I'm gonna talk more about, like, my coming out as trans than as gay. Because, if I'm being honest, I never really came out as gay. Not even to, like, my family. Everyone just kind of assumed, especially, like, my friends and stuff just assumed that I was gay, and they were correct. And my family, I was just like, hey mom, I got a girlfriend, and she was like, cool. And then I came out, and that was coming out. So it was never, like, my sexuality was never, like, a big deal.
I first started coming out of the closet when I was in eighth grade. I started by only telling my closest friends. I didn't even actually tell them. I passed notes to them because I couldn't say it out loud then. And that went pretty well. No one freaked out. I still maintained those friendships. When I went into high school, I decided that I would start by being out. If someone asked me, I would just tell them. Telling friends was never an issue for me. Telling people just in high school around my same age was never an issue. I even let teachers know if they asked or if it just came up. I was always a gay man, a gay person, boy. I was a boy then.
What was more of a journey, I would say, is my gender stuff. So let's go on a little march down history lane. Called Ollie's ever-changing gender identity. It started with me being cis. Well, okay, I never, like, yeah, I just didn't question my gender, so I was just like, well, I'm assigned female at birth, guess I'm female. So I just kind of didn't question my gender identity, thought I was cis, whatever, until I was about 13, and that's when I started learning more about, like, different gender identities and stuff. And so after, like, lots of confusion and, like, changing of identities, when I was about that age, I thought, well, I'm really uncomfortable with being a girl, so I guess I'm a boy. I identified as a trans man for about 4 years, and in that time is when I, like, actually had to, like, come out to people. First people I came out to were a small group of friends in my high school. And I was terrified because I'd never actually come out to someone before. And, like, I knew they were cool with gay stuff, but trans stuff is different, and I didn't know how they'd react. So that was really scary, but it went really well. I mean, like, there's always, like, a rocky road of, like, having to remind people, like, to use the correct pronouns and the correct name and stuff, but they were really willing to learn, and it was really good. So this was basically throughout high school. So then, like, throughout those 4 years, I, like, came out to a few other people. I always set the parameter of, like, just so you know, I'm closeted. So, like, you can use my preferred name and pronouns, like, around people that know, but, like, in public or around these people, like, because I'm closeted and I don't want other people to know. So it was kind of like living a double life. It was really strange because, like, when you're being called one name in certain situations and another name and another pronouns in others, it's strange. I was happy that people were willing to do it for me.
You know, I think a lot of people have that experience where it's like, oh, am I actually gay or am I just putting this title on myself for the attention? And so there's some questioning with that, I guess. Would that be like internalized homophobia?
I would say so.
Yeah, there's some battling with that, which kind of surprised me. But as time passed, I really embraced it and I was really happy about it. And then like everybody in my high school started coming out at the same time. So it's just like, yeah. This is normal. This is good. I'm not the only one who's like this. It was just a couple of years later when I saw this video on YouTube where it was a bunch of people who identified as genderqueer sitting in a group and just talking about what it meant. And I remember sitting there, like, on my bed, this YouTube video playing on my phone, and at the end I was just like, huh. I like that. And, like, it just seemed to, like, immediately click. Like, there was no questioning. I was like, oh, yep, that's me. Cool. Which was kind of really funny because at that point I was like super femme, like high key femme, but like I guess just deep down I was like, I like this. I like the idea of not preventing mm-hmm. of not presenting all the time as femme. I don't need to put on like that persona, which I didn't even realize I was doing, but I was. So anyway, then I immediately reached out to one of my friends and I was like, hey, I'm genderqueer. And they were like, great, what are your pronouns? I said, what?
I didn't get that far.
I didn't get that far yet. I found this out 5 minutes ago. And so, yeah, that took a few years to kind of, like, figure that out. Really, for me, it was more of just, like, what's the word that feels best for me of being, like, neither gender, both genders, all genders, that sort of thing. In the end, non-binary fit the best. And I think when it came to pronouns, at first, I was like, okay, she or they works, because I was used to being called she, and it never really upset me in the past. But as I started hearing they more and more from some of my closer friends, and once I started, like, using it more online, I realized, like, I'm a lot more comfortable with it. And so I started to enforce that more.
There was a few milestones, I would say, for me. After I started telling friends, I decided I would tell my best friend. I didn't even start by telling my best friend. She was my friend from my theater company that I was in. I just texted her one day after rehearsal, and she said, I kind of figured. That was basically the response from most people for me, was, I kind of figured, or, oh, I already knew. And then I told my sister, and at first, she was pretty okay with it. But then she had a boyfriend at the time who was kind of a jerk, and they're no longer together. And her boyfriend broke up with her because I was gay. And she told me that. And she resented me for it at the time. And that was hard. Because I trusted her with who I was. And she was okay with it, except for when it came to how it affected her. If that makes sense. But she was a dumb 16-year-old. And she admits that now. And we're awesome now. She's my best friend ever. And I love her anyway.
So then in my senior year of high school, I came out to my parents as trans because I thought that that was what I was. Could have gone better. Could have gone a lot worse, too. My family is still, to this day, even not that... I don't want to say they're not accepting, but they just, like, never changed their behavior or anything. So I'm, like, practically not out to my family. That's a problem for future Ollie. current Ollie is just accepting being misgendered at home, begrudgingly. And that's unfortunate. So I went through like a mini crisis. I thought maybe I'm just a woman, but I'm just not a normal femininity. And that's okay. And then people were calling me she, her, and using my cis name. And I was like, ooh, never mind.
I actually didn't approach my mom about the topic. She approached me. Because after I was like, hey, mom, I'm dating this person who is not a man, she really got into educating herself about the LGBT community. And she would always come and check in with me about things that she's found. And then one day, I remember we were just like in the car in a Wawa parking lot. And she was like, Sam, I was watching this video about like these trans kids, except like they weren't like men or women. They weren't boys and girls. And like, they were talking about all this stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, well, you know, there's this thing called non-binary, you know, there's a gender spectrum. Went on a little tangent there. And then she was like, oh, well, then what do I call them? And I said, yes.
Perfect.
Perfect. I was like, you know, a lot of them use they, them, or, you know, you can just ask. And again, keep in mind, never told my mom about this. And so she turns to me and she's like, well, Sam, what are your pronouns? And I almost fainted. It was probably the best thing that has ever happened to me. Well, no, but it was a very good thing that has happened to me. And so I explained, and she was like, great. And she was like, Sam, if I ever mess up, just correct me. And I said, Mom, you are the best. Thank you. But it wasn't that easy. Because then she just forgot for a while. For like the next few months. The past few months have just been a struggle of, you know, my mom remembering, me correcting. I eventually told my dad, who it was a lot harder. My dad had an argument about basically how I shouldn't identify as non-binary because it hurts the trans community. And a lot of hurtful things were said, but at the end, he did start kind of trying to use the right pronoun. Like, I've never actually heard him say it, but there's one time he wrote down the wrong pronouns, and then he was like, oh, sorry, I forgot and used the wrong pronouns. And honestly, that's the best I can offer at the moment.
My mom asked me because I bought a shirt that said, some dudes marry dudes, get over it. And she was like, what does that mean? And I said, I'm just trying to be supportive of the people I know. And she said, are you sure? So I was like, plot twist, I'm gay. And she said, okay, that's fine. I'm going to tell your dad for you because I figured that might be an issue with you. And I said, yes, I don't want to tell him. And she told him for me and it was all fine. No one had an issue with it. And then I was out to my parents. I was gay. Once I told my parents, I was out. And it was no longer a secret to really anyone. And I was okay with that because I was comfortable with myself. My mom's brother had the biggest issue, really. He would post all these bad things on social media about how, whatever, you know. People know. And my mom cut him out of our lives. She said he doesn't belong in our family if he's going to act like that. And I loved her for that.
I am in a different position than most of the other people in the podcast. Most of them are out and are completely free as far as I know, but I'm not. I am still in the closet to a lot of people in my life. It's only really close friends who I trust who know about me and know about me being gay. And that's kind of how I have to keep it for now. Most of the people who I've come out to have always reacted well. I've had a few people who've been a little homophobic later on, something that they sort of displayed after I had told them. But I've also had people who've reacted terribly. So coming out is a difficult topic for me. It's not something that I really like approaching a lot of the time. When I was in college, my first year, I waited for about almost, I want to say, 7 months to come out to my roommate when I had come out to every other person who I'd became really close with at that point. And my biggest resistance with telling him was that I lived with him. And if it ended badly, it would be terrible. But it was totally fine. My friends basically talked me up, gave me the courage that I needed, and I told them, and we were good. There was no problems.
So I currently identify as non-binary, and I would say that I'm, like, the most out I've been now. Like, there's no double life closet or anything. I just tell people to call me Ollie and to use they, them, and I'm very loud about that. Because especially, like, immediately after graduating high school, I was still kind of worried about, like, people from my high school finding out and, like, I don't know, treating me differently. But now I don't give a hoot what they think of me.
Give a hoot?
Yeah, so I'm really happy being out. And, like, I've even mentioned in passing to my family how I prefer to be called. I just don't enforce it because I don't want to deal with that situation right now. But that's a bridge I'll cross later, I think. Yeah, so I deal with the occasional annoying person now and then that doesn't understand non-binary means, but on the whole, people are really accepting, and I really like not having to hide my gender identity and just, like, screaming about how trans I am. It's great. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah, so now I'm living with my partner of 4 years. We are happy together. We own a home together. Like, I have been out of the closet for almost an entire decade, and I am so happy and grateful with where my life is right now, thanks to my family and my friends and my boyfriend for being so supportive. I was never in a situation where I felt unsafe, and I'm lucky. I really am, and I know that. I was in a situation where I was worried, and I didn't need to be. I thought my family would be uncomfortable. I never lost any friends. I never experienced extreme homophobia towards me, and not even, like, in the workplace. Since I've come out of the closet, I have been completely out of the closet. My coworkers have always known. I work with kids on a daily basis, and if they ask me, I tell them it's never been an issue for me, and I'm just so grateful.
I do want to talk about something besides coming out. I want to talk specifically to people who haven't come out or can't come out. I've been there. In fact, I'm still partially there. In my current living situation, the only people who know that I'm out are my friends. To those of you who feel like you're alone and that you're not seen, and that no one hears you, and no one knows, I want you to know that I'm there. I'm with you. I see you. And you matter. You may not be out now. You may not be out tomorrow. But we're always there for you. And we're always waiting for you to join us. Don't feel pressured to come out by other people, by society. Only come out when you feel ready, because that's not our journey to determine for you. That is your own journey. I was forced to come out once, and it was one of the worst experiences in my life because I wasn't ready. I hadn't fully accepted myself, and I hadn't gotten to a point where it was healthy for me to come out. So I hope that when you do choose to come out, when you do make that step, that the world sees how wondrous and beautiful you truly are. So to everyone who's out, and everyone who's closeted, everyone who's experienced their coming out day, and those who still dream of it, happy coming out day. May you find wherever your dreams pull you.